to continue where we left off the other day. We ended with a Gemara that I really want to expound on a little bit more. The whole Gemara was dealing with the importance of tuning in to Hashem in the sense of joining Him in His desire to be close again with us and to see His glory revealed. And the Gemara ended with a story about Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi entered the ruins and saw the whole story. The bottom line was that at the end he said that he had heard a sound of a dove cooing, and it was basically also lamenting over the distance between us and Hashem. So Leo told him that bas kol comes out 3 times a day, and not only that, it also comes out every time the Jews go in and say Yehi Shmei Rabba and Shul. Hashem nods his head wistfully, so to speak, and says, fortunate is the king who's praised in this way in his palace. And what does a father who sent his sons off have? I wanted to talk about this a little more because Kaddish is worth a little bit of our attention. Kaddish is something that we do countless times a day without really even appreciating quite how powerful it is. The truth is, when I was learning this Gemara, I learned this Gemara many times, but now, mamish just the last couple of weeks when I was learning it again, I really started getting into the Mefarshim. Mamish opened a whole new world up for me as to what Kaddish is, and it's worthwhile. We do it countless times a day. It's worthwhile to have a little bit of more of an appreciation of what exactly we're doing. So I want to step back a little and talk about that, and I'll actually say, maybe even get a little bit over our heads. It's worthwhile to expose ourselves to what's really going on here. In general, we have to realize that in this world, we are busy pushing buttons that have immense power. Just that here in the material world, we can't see it. We have no idea of the nuclear effects that many of our actions are having in the upper world. Kaddish is one of those examples. We say it numerous times a day, but the power, what it's actually achieving, is immense. So here we see, just one example, is that it gives Hashem great nachas. Hashem nods his head wistfully and misses us. Gemara in other places says all kinds of things about Kaddish, which also make us think, when you start putting it all together, there's something going on here that we should become a little bit more aware of. Gemara says, anybody who answers Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba with all his strength can have even a decree, a bad decree, 70 years worth of bad decree can be rescinded. We'll get to that. Well, right now, I'll just say in a general way that it means with all of your kavana, meaning that it's really bringing out the deep, very, very deep feeling that you're saying it with a passion. You really want it. Want what? We'll see. But you really want what you're davening for. And also, b'chol koichai means in the physical sense. To actually say it with strength. Don't yell it like a meshugana, but to say it with a strong voice. What? Yeah, declaration. The Gemara says that a person should make a point of running to hear Kaddish. You know, if there's Kaddish going on somewhere, run to hear it. Right? Not to run out before it happens. Run to hear Kaddish. In fact, the Zohar brings a story. The Mitzvah cites the Zohar. The Gemara says. The Mitzvah cites the Zohar and tells a story about one of the Chachamim of the Gemara that they were about to say Kaddish in Shul, and there was somebody standing on a nearby roof, on a nearby rooftop. And he heard that they were about to say Kaddish in Shul. He jumped off the roof in order to get into the Shul to hear the Kaddish. It says when this Chacham saw this, the roofs then weren't as high as they are today. But it was a drastic step. When this Chacham saw that, he said, I want that man to marry my daughter. Married him off to his daughter. There's a lot to Kaddish. So let's understand a little bit what it is. So first of all, if we just focus on what is Kaddish asking for, what are we asking for in Kaddish? It's basically one theme. May Hashem's name become great. Which really means what? Again, like we were discussing before. In this world, Hashem's glory is concealed. In the next world, in the future, it'll become as clear as daylight. And we are begging for that to happen. That's all Kaddish is about. There's no personal request, no communal request other than that. And that's why the Maharal says Kaddish is the greatest of all tefillahs. With Kaddish, we rise above our personal concerns, and we're just